I would like to welcome two guests to the program today. It's Dan Willenberg, a jazz pianist who teaches at the Crescendo Academy, and the director, I believe, of the Crescendo Academy, Audrey Lipsey. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good to have some company. I haven't had guests all week. Oh. I was starting to get lonely. But we're here to talk about a solstice event. Maybe, Audrey, you could give us the important details right off the top of the hour.
Well, we are celebrating the solstice next week with a jazz event at the Union Cabaret and Grill. We are calling it Summer Solstice Jazz. Thank you. And the doors open at 7, and music starts at 7, and we'll be there till closing. We have partnered with the Millennium Group so that we are able to use that facility, and we're very grateful for that.
Is there already a weekly tradition of jazz on Wednesdays at the Union Grill?
There absolutely is. And it has been that way for... I believe probably 6 or 7 years now. The founding fathers of that were a few of my friends that went to Western at, for their undergrad. And I didn't show up until a few years ago, but they had already had a weekly jam session every Wednesday night, and it was super fun. And I went to it all the time, and then I actually got to host it for the last 2 years, which was super fun. So for me, it's just kind of right in my wheelhouse to keep going with this jam. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, this is the first time I've had you on the radio here at WMUK, Dan. But I've heard your name around town. I've seen you play. And you've really established some jazz roots here, which is great. But please tell me about what brought you to Kalamazoo and your path in music.
Okay. I actually went to Albion College for my undergrad, and I did music education. I did K-12 music education because for some reason at the time I really wanted to be a band director, which is great. But once I started playing jazz, I was a junior in college. So I'd been playing piano for 14 years up to that point, but never improvised a single note of music, and I started teaching myself because Albion doesn't have a jazz program, and I got super into it like I do with most things. I just get obsessive about it and have to dive in all the way. And fortunately enough, a couple years later when I graduated from Albion, I got to audition for Steve Zagree, and he was gracious enough, I didn't really know what I was doing, but he could tell that I was driven. And so he gave me the chance to come and study with him as a grad student. And since then, I've had to, the opportunity to work with so many the people that come in and out of Kalamazoo for various events, or, whether it's the Gilmore Keyboard Festival or just Western hosting, master classes for students and everything. And it's just been I can't believe what's happened to me the last few years. And it's just a great city, to have built my jazz roots in, because I didn't really have any otherwise.
Yeah, I had some guests the other day who were talking about how it's not just one kind of jazz either, that about 4 nights a week, there's a jam session or a standing gig where you can see kind of traditional, you can see bebop, you can see free jazz, all of that stuff right here.
It's beautiful. Whatever you want, you just you just got to know where to go.
Well, and a lot of it is built on the backs of the grad students who stay around, who gained all that experience and then kind of are giving back while they stay here in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. And that's a direct result of it being passed down from the grad students before us. I'm a firsthand, that's exactly what happened to me with my friends that were already established here. They pass their gigs on to me, I should say.
So it makes a lot of sense that next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, you'll be taking the stage at the Union, where you've hosted a jam session for a couple years, and you'll be able to show off some of your chops with your trio.
Yeah,
for about the first hour, right?
Yeah. And my trio, we've actually, additionally, for hosting the jam session for the last 2 years, we've, as a unit, this trio, which is pretty special to me, we've played every single Monday night at the Union for the last 2.5 years now, which is really cool because a lot of times, you know, people come and go, especially when they're in school.
Yeah.
And I haven't ever had, that's why I say a unit, because, you know, I haven't had that connection with two people, you know, well, I should say the three of us building together for that amount of time. And pretty much what we do, we'd never rehearse. We just, since day one, I asked them, like, hey guys, do you want to like play on Monday nights? You know, the Union was cool enough to let us do that. And so it was just, hey, let's show up and play. We don't talk about anything. We don't, you know, we don't plan anything ahead. I usually just sit down and I just start messing around. Mm-hmm. And then that somehow turns into a tune. And then those guys just pick up, you know, whatever I'm doing. And we have a blast. We're not sick of each other yet. So there's that.
Well, I'm talking to the listeners out there who have yet to dip their toes maybe into the scene that is around us, but kind of undercover. This is a great opportunity not only to see some of the players that keep the standard high here in Kalamazoo, but to support something really important, and that is access to music training for young people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is one of the things that Crescendo is all about. And we kind of wanted to use this event to showcase some of the other things that we do. Most people think that they come to Crescendo and they're going to take private lessons, which is true, mm-hmm. very much so. But you can take private lessons and in jazz, for example, and that's one of the things that we're actually going to be giving away next week, are a lesson with Dan. And, you know, we have programs for children from 0 to 5 years old, and that's our Music Together program. We have ORF studio music classes. We have an ensemble called Community Voices, and that is for kind of a music immersion class for teens and adults that have mental or physical challenges, and that has been going extremely well. I'm very proud of that. Mm-hmm. And then there's Crescendo Fiddlers and the Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra and small ensembles and a flute choir, just all sorts of things. And you are invited to come to the flute choir, Kara.
Oh, can I bring my penny whistle?
Yeah.
So it's just a fact. If you're in Kalamazoo, one of the most popular pastimes is music.
Absolutely.
It just is. You'll have to go to some other town if you are more of a wood carver or something like that. But this, although, well, I shouldn't even pick a hobby, because a lot of people get to pursue whatever they want in this community. But music truly does bring a lot of people together all the time in all kinds of ensembles.
Absolutely.
So having a school like this in the heart of the community, right downtown, offering so many different levels of participation is pretty special. But there are costs involved. I mean, you have to pay some tuition for each, I think, semester of lessons.
We accept payment monthly or by the semester. Mm-hmm. We also offer need-based scholarships. One of the reasons that we're doing this event is to raise money for those scholarships. So there's some help there.
Audrey, when you were training as a violinist, well, now that you've already been through your training, do you wish you could go back and take a class in improvisation?
Yes, because my training was all classical.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I know that Dan can offer me that.
I can. I was just about to say.
I
can help you out.
Sign up with
yeah.
So maybe, Dan, you could talk about what a class in improvisation, even if you're doing really well and you're formal studies, classical style studies, what that can give you?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question because, you know, when you teach so many different age levels or, you know, skill levels or backgrounds, you know, a lot of people are kind of concerned about this idea of improvisation as though you have to be some kind of theory wizard and you have to understand just like every little, you know, chord and every progression. To me, improvisation is more about being really just in the moment and having an idea of what kind of story you want to tell, I should say. So like, for example, a lot of times, you know, if I have a younger student, I give them very simple limitations as to what they can do, because if not, they just want to play all over the piano and it sounds terrible. And I mean, it's fun, but let's be honest, I can only listen to that for a few minutes at a time. Yeah. So usually one of the limitations will be just like, okay, you can only play black keys. And what I would like you to do is, you know, play a song that reminds you of a rainstorm. Okay. So all of a sudden they get these images in their head, hopefully. And if not, I can kind of help them out with it. But it's like, okay, well, what do you, you know, what kinds of things do you hear when there's a rainstorm happening? And what kind of rainstorm is it, right? Is it a nice one? Is it the little, you know, pitter patter on your roof? Or is it about to go down, you know? And so we usually talk a little bit about ways to kind of create that, you know, that emotion of whatever it is that they're kind of visualizing and try to turn it into something that, you know, there's no wrong notes. That's a Miles Davis saying, is that when you're improvising, there's no such thing as a wrong note because you're making it up. It's not pre-planned, right? And even, you know, to go off on that for a second, is that I always tell my students, as my teachers told me, that when you play a wrong note, you just smile and you nod and you make like a crazy face and you just like play it again and again and again. And then people are like, whoa, check out what this guy's doing, you know? So improvisation can be, you know, anybody can do it. All you have to be willing to do is to not be afraid, you know, to just let go and let it come out of you. You know, it doesn't really require too much of any kind of background or skill. I mean, the more advanced you get, obviously.
Yeah.
But you should all try it. If you have a piano at home, go sit on it and play a thunderstorm on black keys. You can use a white key or two if you want.
Yeah, we have a thunderstorm in recent memory to draw from.
Exactly.
So let's remind listeners again that this solstice event is called Summer Solstice Jazz, and it's supporting the scholarship programs at the Crescendo Academy. It's next Wednesday on the solstice at Union Cabaret Bar and Grill. It starts at 7 p.m. Yes. And Dan, you're going to kick things off with your trio. Tell me who the other members of the group are.
So on drums, we have Jordan Otto, who's originally from the Ann Arbor area.
And a Western undergrad or grad student? Or?
He was a grad student. Okay. He's graduated now.
Okay.
And on bass, we have Henry Wrench, who's originally from the Mattawan area, and he just finished up his grad degree in jazz performance. Okay. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, since you have yet to lay down any tracks in the studio with these guys, we have to go down memory lane.
Yes.
Back to your...
Here we go.
Your senior recital.
Yes.
This is just a chance to take a break and hear Dan play, which you said this might be the best quality recordings you can lay hands on at the moment.
Yeah, so we have all kinds of bootleg stuff from us just like recording ourselves because we will go back and, like, you know, listen. It's always good to do that. But as far as like studio quality to play on a radio station, I was like kind of hard pressed to find anything. And so I should just throw this out there that I haven't listened to these recordings since my recital, which was like 3 years ago.
Well, just remember, you cannot hit any wrong notes.
Exactly. And hopefully I'll play them again if I'll play them over and over.
Well, which one shall we dip into here?
Let's start with, actually, let's do Caminhos Cruzados, which is it's one of my favorite Brazilian composers, Antonio Carlos Jobim, a.k.a. Tom Jobim. And this is a really beautiful song that is featuring one of my friends who graduated from Western recently but is now in California. Her name is Kirsten Ilario, and she had like the most beautiful voice I've ever heard when I was planning for this recital, and she probably still does, I should say that. So yeah, this is a little duo that we did, and I think it went well, so we'll find out.
That was a highlight from my guest, Dan Willenberg's graduate recital, Jobim song called Caminhos Cruzados. That was rather charming, I thought, Dan.
Thank you.
Kind of fun to go down memory lane, perhaps.
Yeah, I was white-knuckled the whole time, hoping that, you know. No, I'm just kidding. I knew Kirsten would sound great, so at least, if anything, you should listen to her.
Well, we're here to talk about, in case you just tuned in during the music, my guest Dan Willenberg and Audrey Lipsey are both going to be hosting this concert next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Union Cabaret Bar and Grill right downtown in Kalamazoo for a summer solstice jazz program that will bring some much-needed funds to the scholarship programs at Crescendo Academy. Audrey, you listed some of the efforts, some of the programs mm-hmm. that the Academy is currently offering. Mm-hmm. This has grown from...
This has grown a lot. From I grew up with this organization. Yeah. I guess that's a good way to put it.
So you've been able to see the whole process. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it's on a good path?
It is on a good path. I think there are a lot of people out there now that know about us. We could reach more people. For example, I had I also conduct the prep string orchestras here in town, mm-hmm. part of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Society. And one of my students in that orchestra actually did not know that we existed. And she came down to audition and is now signed up for lessons. So we could reach many, many more people. We still have room for growth.
Crescendo, how do you do outreach? How do you get the word out?
An organization like ours, a lot of it is word of mouth. People come for lessons, they're happy with the lessons that they receive, and they tell others about it. We also have a presence in some of the schools. The public school teachers know about us and send students our way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, and teachers talk it up too. Teachers are out there spreading the word, as well as the board members and parents. Call them our ambassadors. So,
tell me about the faculty.
We have a wonderful faculty, a wonderfully cohesive faculty, and I think that's one of the things that tends to attract people to Crescendo because we all give each other advice, mentoring if needed. You know, no question is too, you wouldn't think any question is crazy. You just ask it. but we do draw our faculty from around the area. We have a very strong core that has been there almost as one person actually has been there longer than I have been. And they come and they stay and they enjoy it. And we're blessed to have our faculty there.
How about the facilities? Are they still working out down in the lower regions of the Epic Center?
Yes, but it has taken some really creative scheduling because we have grown so much. So if there were a chance to expand, we would. I think it would just free up the space and
so you're at capacity right now.
Well, we're at capacity after school because, you know, that's when students can come for lessons. During the day, we could have some more people come in, more adults. That would be great. Mm.
From your experience as a teacher, Dan, maybe you could talk about Crescendo and its role in the community.
Yeah. So, like I said, I you know, studied to be a public school teacher and have a K-12 certification in instrumental music education. So I worked in a lot of different school districts and a lot of different classrooms and with a lot of different programs. And, you know, when I started teaching privately, I think a lot of that background that I had was a little bit, I don't want to say it was like a little bit confusing, but when you're doing something that's so structured, like a public school program, and you have to meet all of these criteria for, you know, this student has to be able to do this and this, you know, and then you're dealing with board members and you're dealing with, you know, like scheduling field trips, for example, and there's all this extra stuff that you have to do. It can kind of get it, you know, a little bit distracting where it's less about the music and more about the, I don't want to say bureaucracy, but I just said it. So, when I started teaching at Crescendo, it's been 2 years now. I was just kind of like blown away that it was something that, you know, I just felt like I was trusted to do my job and to teach my students the way that I wanted to, as opposed to the way that, you know, for example, Audrey would, like, you know, she never told me to do anything, which was amazing because, you know, when you know how to teach, a lot of people have a lot of different styles. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to have, you know, the freedom to, you know, share my experience with my students and give them, you know, write them the prescription for how I think that they, you know, should get better. And I think that like the whole vibe of Crescendo is like that, you know, even when you're just like out in the lobby, everybody's just like, I don't know. It's just one of those feelings where you can just tell that everybody who comes to lessons there is getting from their teacher what they need because we have the freedom to do that in our own kind of unique way. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun.
How about any stories of seeing children develop new skills, find parts of themselves they didn't know they had and abilities they didn't know they had?
I've got plenty of those because I kind of, you know, one of my principles of teaching is that, you know, when you're a musician, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Okay, that's one of the things that I always share with my students is that you have to accept the fact that you're going to make mistakes. You have to accept the fact that sometimes you're going to, you know, you're going to be super nervous. You're going to mess up on that one part that you felt the most comfortable about. You know, you've played it at your house 100 times and it's perfect. And then the one time you do it in front of people, everything goes wrong. Yeah. And so with my students, for example, I had a middle schooler recently who every time there, you know, was any kind of mistake that went wrong, it was always just either an oops and then start that measure over again, or it was, you know, uh-oh, like I need to restart. You know, we've all been there. And so after a few months of just, you know, I just, what I do when that happens usually, and they get so mad at me for doing it, but it's necessary. I just start counting the beats out loud and make them jump back in whenever they can.
Catch up.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you don't want to be in a performance and have to hear the same trial and error of a measure three times, you know, over and over, instead of just, you know what, you just cut your losses and you just keep going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's in the past already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to see my students get a level of confidence just from knowing that, you know, I mean, we all hear, like, everybody makes mistakes. Like, it's, you know, it's not just you. But to really, like, live that is a different kind of experience. And to see students become comfortable with that of, like, okay, I just messed up, but you know what? Not going to worry about it. Let's just mm-hmm. keep going. It's really cool to see them. Because I think that that carries over into their everyday lives. You know, we all like, do things that it's like, ugh, why did I do that? Or why did I say that? Or why did I forget that? But instead of, you know, examining too much of the past and trying to go back and fix it, I mean, you can hit it head on and you can take care of it just right there and then. And hopefully, you know, a lot of my students will kind of continue that that mindset. You know, it's more of a mindset than anything else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is hard to break that habit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to fix it.
Yeah. I actually have a story about one of Dan's students that he may not know about just yet. Our annual meeting was last week, and as part of that meeting, I invite students to perform. And this young man was the first performer, and he was playing a piece, and he just said, oh my gosh, why do I have to be first? And he laid on the keys. And so he managed to finish the piece. It was wonderful. He did finish it. And then he said to me, I want to play again.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know this.
Yeah.
I don't see him until Monday.
Yeah. He came. We allowed everyone else to play. And then our president, Liz Rose, looked at him and said, would you like to play again? And he came up and he played. And he played beautifully. It was great.
Yeah.
A different piece. It was not the same piece.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. These are little accomplishments, milestones, things that you don't know how important they are when you're a kid, but they just add up to not just a life in music, but learning some pretty mm-hmm. important coping skills.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've strayed a bit far from our event. Let's remind people again that it's a night of jazz starting on the solstice next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Union. And the contributions that night will go toward funding scholarship programs at Crescendo.
Mm-hmm. It is a free event. It is free to come into the door. So
no charge at the door, but no,
right.
But you're anyone who wants to offer something, a free will offering, that would be great. Mm-hmm. And about how many people or individuals can benefit from the scholarships?
We have about 10% of our enrollment benefiting. So 10% of our enrollment is about 50 people.
Okay, yeah. I see. How do people get in touch with Crescendo in the meantime? If you know, maybe they can't appear next Wednesday, mm-hmm. But would like to follow up.
You can call us. And that number is 269-345-6664. You can also go online to crescendoacademy.com and check all of our offerings that way.
Okay. Dan, let's take us back into the music you brought along from your last days at Western.
Yeah. So the next tune that you'll hear is one that I kind of wrote. Well, I didn't kind of write it. I wrote it. But I kind of wrote it because I was feeling a bit stuck at the time, you know, when I knew that I was going to be graduating, and I just felt like I was, you know, miles behind everyone else, as we all do. And I wrote this song because it was, I wanted it to kind of have this simplicity, but I also wanted it to kind of project the classical background that I have to kind of bring me back to my roots. And it's, I don't know, I shouldn't really say too much about it because it's, I mean, the music will speak for itself, but it's kind of got a little bit more of a driving kind of vibe. I really wanted to, you know, I felt like I was moving forward with my life and I couldn't forget where I was, you know, where I came from. And so it's kind of a conglomeration of all of those things that hopefully this recording will do it justice.
I like the title you gave it.
Yes. You have to start somewhere. Was just me saying, you know, okay, it's time to be in the real world and I got to write some music and be a professional musician. So I had to start somewhere.
It's unusually, it's a pleasure to watch Dan listen to a senior recital on the radio.
Yeah, listening to myself 3 years ago.
That was darn good.
Well, thank you.
I really like that tune. You have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of something yesterday I read on the internet about good productivity or something about... Well, you don't have to feel like working to do the work.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So, and you have to start somewhere. Well, that's wonderful. If you just tuned in during the music, we're visiting with Dan Willenberg and Audrey Lipsey, both from the Crescendo Academy, which is hosting a free and open jazz jam session next Wednesday on the solstice at the Union. And any proceeds that are offered by attendees will go to support the scholarship programs at Crescendo Academy. Maybe we should talk about how the evening will work, because it is an open session, and maybe you could tell me how that plays out.
Yeah, so jazz jam sessions are a little bit different than what you would normally think of as it's not really like an open mic night. I should clarify, because jazz kind of has a, if you're not really familiar with the process of like a jazz performance or a jazz jam session, it basically is, it does have a structure and it does have, you know, I don't want to say rules, but it does have, a common kind of, you know, theme to how the process works. So for example, for the first hour of music, you know, my trio is just going to be up there playing. And what we do is we do a bunch of crazy stuff, but usually there'll be like some kind of an intro to the song that we're going to play. And then we do what's called the head, which is the melody of a song, or, you know, what you would sing if I ask you, hey, do you know this song? How does it go? And then once we finish the head of the tune, basically the structure, the form of the tune just keeps repeating, and we play over the same chord progressions as the melody, and we improvise over it. And so the form itself of the tune just keeps repeating, but the, you know, the things that we decide to do over it changes. And so usually, like, let's say that you're a singer and then you're like, oh, I want to go to the solstice and I want to get up on stage and I want to sing, Fly Me to the Moon. That's beautiful. You should totally do it because I love that song. But what you would do is you walk up on stage and you say, okay, I want to do Fly Me to the Moon. And, I'll probably ask you what key. So just a heads up, but you don't have to know. It's okay. And so then there would probably be, you know, some kind of intro and some kind of count off, and we would expect, I guess I should say, that the singer would know when to come in with the head. And then when the head is finished, we would, that's when the solos start. That's when the fun begins, right? So you would just basically sing the melody of the tune and then let us do our thing for a bit. And if, you know, if any singers out there would love to take a solo, if you're comfortable doing that, please, by all means.
Have you seen a lot of community people just come up and do a good jazz song
with you?
There
are some amazing people in town that, you know, when I hosted the session for 2 years, I got to meet all kinds of people that just, you know, it seemed like every week somebody else would come in and just be like, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so and I want to get up and sing this tune. And I'd be like, yeah, all right, let's do this. And then, you know, by the time that we're halfway through the tune, I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, like, you're hired.
Where'd
you know?
They come from? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, and but, you know, the other, on the other hand, it's also, we also get had a decent amount of it not going so well.
Yeah.
But as I said before, you've got to know how to just, you got to be in the moment, and you can't, you know, even if something goes terribly wrong and the person comes back in with the head after solos at the complete wrong time, and, you know, there's no, that structure that I talked about seems to just kind of go out the window, we make it seem as if it's still there.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the challenge.
Within just a few seconds,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you absolutely. Can
put it back on track.
Exactly. So it's an exciting event that I'm really looking forward to, because, you know, when I did the session on Wednesday nights before, it was for the jazz students at Western's benefit and for the community benefit. But this is actually, you know, for Crescendo, which has done so much for me since I've worked there. And it's going to be really amazing to see the scholarships that will be given to all these students who I can't wait to get them in my studio. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's great. Well, we're here at the basically the end of the hour, so I wanted to offer a chance to sum up anything we hadn't gotten to, or just rehash some of the things we have.
Everybody, please come. It's going to be a fun night.
Thank
it's
you,
gonna be
Audrey.
A great night.
Yeah, I would say the same. And, you know, even if you're a little bit nervous and you don't really think that you know what you're doing when you, you know, if you have an instrument and you just want to come and play, I will show you how easy it can be. I promise you that. So just please come and don't be shy.
Yeah.
And get up on stage with us. It's going to be a blast.
Well, one of the things I like about watching a jazz jam session is the element of surprise. And you end up rooting for people who maybe start off a little shaky
exactly.
and get stronger. And then it just feels so good to put your hands together. After someone's accomplished that, it's a good feeling.
Absolutely.
Yes. And a good cause. Well, thank you both for coming, and maybe we'll hear a little more from the senior recital.
Yeah, so this last tune is called Vasubandhu, and it was inspired by some poetry that I'd read at the time. And I actually wrote this for a masterclass that the Gilmore put on in 2012 that I got to play for Robert Glasper, who's one of my, you know, biggest influences as a jazz pianist, as a modern jazz pianist. And it was kind of, it's kind of a hip hop oriented tune, and it's kind of got this weird Buddhist hip hop vibe, I guess you could say. I don't know, but yeah,
it sounds like a neat experiment.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, thanks again, and a reminder to people again to put next Wednesday 7 p.m. on their calendars for the Union Cabaret and Grill.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.